In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and it shall be created. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant it by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Fatima, St. Joseph, Father and Terry, St. Ignatius of Loyola, all God's angels and saints. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good evening. There was once a man whose best friend was his German shepherd. He never married. So when he came home at night, he rejoiced to be greeted by his German shepherd. One day he arrived home and he found his dog had passed away. So he was crestfallen at the loss of his best friend. He was a practicing Catholic. So he rushed to the local parish and asked the priest if he could celebrate a mass for his dead German shepherd. The priest said, "The church does not allow us to offer mass for dead animals." And the man said, "Well, Father, he was the best dog in the world. He didn't bark. He didn't bite. He didn't scratch. Better than any wife, huh?" I might be getting myself into trouble, huh? I said it, huh? And the priest insisted, saying, "Look, I cannot say the mass for the dead dog." And the man said, "Okay, I understand." So he got up and he was walking away, said, "You know, Father, I was thinking of giving you $50,000 for the mass." The priest said, "Come back. I didn't know your dog was Catholic." Maybe you heard the story of the elderly nun in her 90s, known for her holiness of life. She was about to die. And she couldn't eat too much, so one of the nuns would bring her from the kitchen to the infirmary a cup of warm milk. And all the younger sisters were around her bed because she was pretty sick. And the sister said, "I don't want that milk." So, the sister went back into the kitchen and put a little bit of milk in the mug, but then a lot of whiskey. lot of whiskey. So they brought it to her, and all the young nuns were watching, and she smelled it, and she drank, and drank, and drank, and drank, up until the last drop. So one of the nuns said, "Well, Mother, before you die, give us some advice, some holy advice." She said, under no condition should you sell that cow. Holy cow, huh? Okay, so this evening, we're going to talk briefly about our faith. How can we grow in our faith and have a strong, solid faith? That's the whole thrust of this encounter. How can we grow in our faith? All of you have faith, but your faith has to be strengthened. It has to be cultivated. The young people say, if you don't use it, you lose it. Amen? If you don't use it, then you're going to lose it. The faith is like a seed planted in the ground. It has to be cultivated. It has to be cultivated. So how are you who are here this weekend going to grow in your faith? That should be one of the primary questions and desires and pursuits of this weekend. How can I grow in my faith? So some practical suggestions. First of all, beg the Lord. Beg the Lord and say, "Lord, strengthen my faith." Can you say that? Lord, strengthen my faith. Say it again.
Lord, strengthen my faith.
Once more.
Lord, strengthen my faith.
That's a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful prayer that you should say every day. Number two, permanent formation. Permanent formation. Professionals in this country, lawyers, teachers, professors, doctors, engineers, they have to be constantly improving themselves as professionals. Otherwise, they can lose their job. How much time and effort do we dedicate to growing in our faith? Maybe not that much. So there's a proposal. I'm going to seek the means by which I can grow in my faith. And Toffee made a reference to it earlier. I'm doing a course in which I'm studying the most famous saint outside the Bible, which of course is Saint Francis of Assisi, who lived in the 12th and 13th century. Okay, back then, how were Catholics educated? By the preaching of the bishop, now and then a priest. Could the people read back then? No. Could the people go online and download information? No. But think about living now in the year 2017 in the United States of America. Try to write down maybe a list of all the means by which you can grow in your faith. Reading good books is very important. And as Toffee said, you can read my book. My second book was just published about a week ago, so I've got two books, okay? Reading good books. Do you know who was converted by reading good books? Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Some of you know that in the Philippines they made a wonderful new film on the life of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. How many of you saw it? Very few. Good idea to see the film of Saint Ignatius Loyola, made by the Filipinos. And it's already being promoted by Ignatius Press. So good reading. What else? Good TV programs. EWTN. And the best means by which we can learn about God by watching TV, EWTN, started by Mother Angelica. What about radio? Immaculate Heart Radio here in Southern California, started about 3 years ago. If you speak Spanish, I have my own radio program in Espanol. Radio Guadalupe. I've been on the radio for 10 years in Espanol. Great way to learn. Websites. Good Catholic websites. What else? Retreats. What else? There are so many ways in which we can learn our faith. You people here are called to be missionaries. Amen? You are called to be missionaries. But as Fulton Sheen says, it has to be first come, then go. Amen? First come, then go. First come to God and fill yourself with God. Then you can give God to others. The better you have a deep friendship and formation with Christ, the more you're going to be able to give to others. Amen? You, this special group tonight and this weekend, you are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You are called to bring Christ to this world, to this country. In this materialistic, pagan, country that the United States is becoming. You, most of you are Filipinos, Catholics. You are called to bring the Catholic faith to this country. Amen? It's up to you. Bring the Catholic faith here. Evangelize. Be a missionary. Do you know the biggest diocese in the world, in the United States rather, is Los Angeles? That would be the Manila of the United States. The Manila of the United States is Los Angeles. Millions and millions and millions and millions of souls. And many of them are heading on the road to perdition. Many are heading on the road to perdition. In danger of losing their souls. Because we don't have enough missionaries. You're called to be the missionaries. You're called to be the missionaries. You're baptized. You're baptized as priest, prophet, and king. Prophet, you're called to proclaim the good news. You're confirmed. Are you confirmed?
Yes.
The bishop said, once you're confirmed, you are called to defend the faith and spread the faith. Amen?
Amen.
Can you do that? You're called to defend the faith and spread the faith. All of you are called to defend the faith and spread the faith. You're called to do that. What were the last words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 28? Any Protestants here? Okay, then you wouldn't know no Protestants here, then I have to tell you, okay? Go out to all nations, teaching them what I taught you. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And behold, I'm with you always until the end of the world. You are called to be missionaries. Now is the time. This is a very critical time in the world, a very critical time in our country. And it's up to you. Don't look at your neighbor, it's up to you to be a missionary and to bring people to the heart of Jesus and Mary. Amen? Listen to this interesting anecdote. Part of my work has been walking the streets and knocking on doors. Why not? So I knock on doors and invite the people to come back to church. If they don't come to church, let's go after them. Let's go after the lost sheep. As Pope Francis says, we have to get out of our comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of it. Be courageous to get out of the comfort zone and go after those lost sheep. So I was walking the streets and I saw these two men with white shirts, ties, on a bike, blonde, blue eyes. Who were they? They were who? Mormons. You know what impressed me? I started to speak with them. They spoke a perfect Spanish. Better than the Mexicans. A perfect Spanish. I said, where did you guys learn that Spanish? We went to South America to learn Spanish so we can convert the Mexicans to our Mormon faith. What apostolic zeal, huh? What apostolic zeal? Did you know what is the biggest religious group in the United States? Non-practicing Catholics. Biggest group in this country, non-practicing Catholics. And all of you know some of them, right? Do you know any non-practicing Catholics? Maybe in your family, some relative? I'm sure you do. So what are we going to do to bring them back? Okay, I'm going to make one suggestion and then I'll give you my blessing. And it's this. We've talked about permanent formation. We've also talked about in the Mass the importance of a friendship with Christ. If I were to ask all of you, what is the greatest action or gesture you can do on planet Earth? I repeat, what is the greatest thing or action you can do on planet Earth? Okay, prayer, that's you're warm but you're not hot. Nope. Here, I have to tell you. Receive Holy Communion. Amen? How many people agree with that? Okay. How many? Okay. Can't see it all because of the lights, but hopefully all of your hands went up. So you want to be a missionary. Best way is receive Jesus Christ into your heart. By receiving Holy Communion, you have a heart transplant. Amen. You have a heart transplant. You have a mind transplant. As Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. Then he says, you have the mind of Christ. Then he says, no longer I will live, it's Christ. What? Christ who lives in me. So by receiving communion, there is a transformation. We become more and more like Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, his heart is suffering because so many souls are heading toward the precipice. So many souls are heading to perdition. And so few missionaries that are willing to go after those lost sheep. Jesus said, I have come to cast fire on earth. And I am not at peace until that fire be enkindled. You are called to be those missionaries. You are called to cast fire. Why have you come here for this weekend? To set your hearts on fire. Amen? You've come here to set your hearts on fire. Do you remember those disciples on the road to Emmaus? They're walking sad, depressed, discouraged, and desolation because they were walking without Jesus. Then Jesus started to walk with them and to talk to them and to listen to them and to understand them and to encourage them and to sit down at the table with them and break bread with them and give them the bread which turned into his body. And then he disappeared And they said, were our hearts not burning within us as he explained the Word of God to us? So I really believe that this conference, you people are like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Jesus wants you to walk with him. Jesus wants you to listen to him. Jesus wants you to talk to him. Jesus wants you to invite him into your home. Jesus wants you to receive him. But then Jesus wants you to give him to the whole world. So, I have been praying for you people. I offered my Mass for you this evening. Say thank you, Father. At the 12 o'clock Mass, I prayed for you. And I'm praying for you that you all become great saints. Amen? So, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she received Jesus Christ. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to their word. And after Mary received Jesus Christ in her heart, she went quickly as a missionary. As Mother Teresa said, the first missionary of charity to bring Jesus Christ to the whole world. So starting tonight, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be making a novena. Novena means 9 days. That means for 9 days in a row, I'm going to be offering a secondary intention. All the Masses I say, all of you are going to be placed on the altar when I celebrate Mass. And when I lift up the host, I lift up the chalice, this is my intention. That God will fill you with peace and joy and long life and eternal life, and that by your witness, you'll bring hundreds, thousands of souls to the hearts of Jesus, Mary. Amen. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima, Saint Joseph, God's angels and saints, may God bless you with peace and joy and long life and eternal life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God love you.